with all that within me I trust. And it seems as if all in vain, it seemed to be all in vain, but yet I tried. On the right hand there's trouble, on the left hand trouble, sister, but yet I tried to do the will of God, to do His blessed will, so that I might inherit the kingdom that He promised. Therefore I tried. God knows I tried, but it's at these times that He knows that I need Him to take me through. If He doesn't care whether I perish or not, I still need Him to carry me through. But one thing I know, that God loves me dearly, because you see, He died on Calvary, and His love will never fail. His love will never fail. That's why I continue to try. Therefore I continue to try to do His blessed will. But tonight I need Him, tomorrow I need Him to answer my cry. Not to look on, but to deliver and to carry me through. Therefore I try. Therefore I try. So tonight I ask Him to take me through. Take me through. Take me through while I'm on this tedious journey. Take me through, dear Lord. Take me through. I am your child. Dear Lord, I'm your child. I am your child. Dear Lord, I am your child. That's why I try so hard. But while I'm on this tedious journey, take me through. Dear Lord, go. That's what I'm trying to do. I want to go through what I'm on. This tedious journey needs you to take me through, dear Lord.
This is Bishop Patterson from the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. You may reach me at Post Office Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023. You may also reach us by way of the World Wide Web at theapostolicfaith.org. Theapostolicfaith.org. Thank you for tuning in to this radio station at this time for the Whole Truth Radio broadcast. I found out today that an epistle was written that says I'm not in the church. And I'm not in because I don't believe that there's a Son of God sitting on the right hand of the Father. But I believe that because that's me. That's the church. I understand it. I know that there is not two gods, and this God has a Son that is a God that's sitting in heaven. One is a big God and one is a little God. I believe there's one God. And I believe that Jesus Christ is He. One must understand that when the child was born, they didn't say, name him Jesus Christ. They said, name him Jesus. This Christ was God, have no beginning of days nor ending of life. He's nobody's son. This Christ had power to give, to take life, or lay it down and pick it up. So thankful to God for the wisdom He's given us of His word, that this church has never believed that there is a Son of God in heaven now, because sons of God is in flesh and blood. Beloved, now we the sons of God. The power of God and the right hand of God means one thing. And to say that there are two, and because I don't believe it, I'm not in the church. He said, because he wrote a scripture in 1 John that says he's a liar that don't believe, but he don't know what I believe. If he wanted to know what I believe, he should have called and asked me. But one thing he should know is I believed everything that was preached aforetime. And if an angel come from heaven and try to change it, I won't allow it. Because the first time I changed, I made my testimony a lie. So now what is the truth? What I believe then or what I believe now? I got to reconcile something. So he did 1 John 2nd chapter and 22nd verse in his little epistle writing. That ain't bit more the words of God than an ant making a line in the sand. But what Bishop Shelton wrote, that he was a reprobate concerning the faith. Now, and his name has been blotted out of the book of life. Now that I believe. Now I believe that. I believe that he has a bastard understanding of the scriptures because he's proving it. But But when you look at 1 John, the second chapter and the 22nd verse, now let's look at the question. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? John is just trying to tell you, if you don't believe that Jesus was Christ, Jesus was God, you are a liar. Because you are believing that God has not come in the flesh. He said you're the Antichrist. But he put this in his little epistle. He said, he is the Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. I got both of them. But they are one. I have the Father in creation, and I have him when he put on a body and became the Word. That's the thing that's dwelling in me. The Father is in me and I'm in him because I have his Word in me. That's the thing that's in heaven. Ruby. I'm calling your name for a reason, baby, because you are a precious jewel, and that's a crown, and, you know, I wear that. So it's my life that God has given me to make my mind understand that John is just making it clear. If you don't believe that Jesus was God, and you're going to separate him, the devil says he believes there's one God. He's trembling, but he got you believing God is now divided. God is not divided, saints. I had an opportunity when we were walking. One of the lawyers asked, he said, well, what is your doctrine on the baptism? What make you different from the Baptist or the Methodist or any like that? And the sister with me, she said, oh, Lord, he's getting ready to preach now in the street. And I took the opportunity to tell them the instructions in Matthew 28:19 is what the Baptists do. But I go to what Peter did in acting, what Christ said in Matthew 28:19. He did it in the name. I said, he did it at Cornelius' house. He said, well, what about the eunuch? I said, him too got baptized in the name of Jesus. He said, I just wanted to make sure. So the Holy Ghost made me walk through the law office. I was just wandering. And I came around to his office. He had two women from his section in his office talking about what I had given him. And he said, Bishop, I was just explaining to them what make your church doctrine different. And then they said, well, explain it to us. And I began to explain to them that you have to do whatever, the scriptures say, whatever you do, whatsoever it is, in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. The baptism deed must be done in his name. And they were surprised. Hadn't heard such a doctrine before. But it's backed up by the scriptures. So when the gentleman, I don't even think he's a gentleman, but I'm going to be polite. Because not even an angel from heaven can take my name out of the book of life. Because God put it there. God put it there. He put it there with so much power and gave me the understanding that he was putting it there. And told me to believe with all faith that I was going to be saved, and I believe it. So just because you write something, don't make it so. But wait until I write. Because God told me whatsoever I bind, he gonna bind it. And I don't plan on loosing nothing concerning him because he's already been bound, so I'm gonna leave it. I'm just gonna be a second witness to the other testator. And I'm going to make sure that the Holy Ghost knows that he's over in the Satan category. And I'm not putting him there, saints, in hopes of his salvation because he has no hope. But I'm going to leave him there for the torment that the man of God said he would have. I'm going to be a witness that though he's dead, what he said was true. So when you try to use 1 John 2:22 to say, I don't believe that there is a son, I believe there is one. That's me. And I'm in the power of God. I'm on the right hand of God. I believe what Stephen saw. That was us. But in this scripture, he's telling you if you don't believe Jesus is the Christ, he's God, then you are the Antichrist. Give me 2 John, the 7th chapter. It's a shame that the man of God would have to write about his own son, the things he had to do in his heart to write against something that he loved. We were talking today how Jesus wept, so I'm sure the man of God felt bad in his heart. But he had to lose himself from what he was doing because the Holy Ghost was saying, write. And I believe that the words are faithful, and I believe they're true. So just because the devil says you are not in the church, the devil has been a liar from the beginning. He's the father of lies. And he said, neither can I have membership in his organization. I don't want none. I don't want to have no parts of it. That's why I'm putting him out. I don't want no parts of it, him or anyone else. When you see someone flaunt their abomination before the man of God, you should drop dead in that moment to have such an attitude that I would do that so blatantly in front of God. And I know I'm his ambassador. Nobody can take it from me. God gave it to me. When Phyllis puts on pants 2 days in a row and she makes it quite evident as she walks up and down the halls, and it's something I thought I would never see, but God said, look, because the man of God before he died said that their attire was going to change there. And he said the neighbors would say what they used to look like, what they used to say, and what's going on now. And I see it's true. So if he was right about that, then he's right about there in hell. And I'm going to leave him there. But when you get to 2 John, the 7th chapter, he kind of explains what his point is.
Many deceivers are entered into the world.
Many deceivers. Kenny's one. He's a deceiver. And he's trying to now paint me like him. But I'm whiter than snow. Red paint, Ruby, don't even fit on me. It's washed off. Because I truly believe, as you look at me and I look at you, if there's a God in heaven, and I believe it is, and he has an anointed one on the earth, you know who he is, and I know who he is. And we are two witnesses that agree with God. I'm not going to deceive you. But I'm going to ask you, will you meet me when this is over? We're going to adjourn the meeting here. and we're going to call the meeting in the air. And when we call the meeting, I'm going to see you again. And I believe it with all that is in my heart, mind, and soul. Not afraid to say I'm an apostle of Jesus Christ. I'm an apostle of Jesus Christ. Because he made me so. And he gave me his words as stones on my tongue. And go to my people. And I think every time I come to you and I get on my knees, if they have an ear, let them understand what the Spirit is saying to the church. I'm praying all the time that the Lord will bless his people and give them the victory. Many deceivers,
for many deceivers are entered into
have
the world,
come into the world
who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh.
2 John, the 7th verse. Many deceivers.
For many deceivers are entered into the world.
They've come into the world, but they're not in the church.
Who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh.
That's what John's talking about.
This is a deceiver and an antichrist.
We believe that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. We believe that he put on flesh and blood, but he was God. Didn't take on the nature of angels, but he took on our nature because he desired to save us. So the scripture says he prepared himself a body, wrapped himself in sin, got the victory over death for us, and went on back to being spirit. But he took a body that had never been to heaven before, which was the church. And he began to add souls in it on the day of Pentecost until now. I believe God. Now, if they believe that Christ is somebody's son, they got to answer to Christ. And they got to answer to him now. Whose son is he? Because he asked them, whose son is he? And nobody was able to answer him. And they didn't ask him no more questions. But the man of God, Bishop Johnson, was able to tell the world. He's no father, no mother, no beginning of life or ending of days. He's God. So Matthew is going to help him with this.
Matthew,
the 22nd chapter,
41st verse.
41st verse.
While the Pharisees were gathered together.
While they were gathered together.
Jesus asked them.
Jesus now got a question.
Saying.
Now, I believe he's come. Now, he's here and asking a question. What do you think of?
Saying, what think ye of Christ?
What do you think of me?
Whose son is he?
Whose son am I?
They say unto him,
well,
son of David.
You're the son of David.
He saith unto them.
He said unto them.
How then doth David.
How then does David.
In the spirit.
In the.
Spirit.
In the.
In the spirit. Call him Lord. Saying, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand.
Sit in my power.
Till I make thine enemies thy footstool.
Till I get the power over death for us.
If David then called
if
him
David
Lord,
then him called Lord, him Lord,
how is he his son? And no man was able to answer him.
And Ken is not able today.
Neither does any man from that day forth ask him any more questions.
But man is now trying to figure out and ask the question. He's nobody's son. He's God. He have no beginning of days, no ending of life. But the thing is, he go talk about, I'm not in the church because I don't believe some Johnny-come-lately doctrine that there's a Son of God in heaven now. The Son of God is flesh and blood. So, in my lesson, I don't feel sorry for his fate. Because the doctrine he's preached have the people so confused, they're willing to say he has the unadulterated truth. And he's been a liar from the beginning. He's been a thief, and I want him to make me prove it. The scripture says, and I get pleasure out of God's word when it comes to my mind. He said, they will not be able to stand before you all the days of your life. The scripture says that the law is for the lawless. I'm not hiding behind the law. His attorney says today he's just like the Pope. He is not going to come under your jurisdiction. He's just like the Pope. Well, you know, the Pope got the answer too. Say, he the bishop of the church, he can do anything he want to do. You can as the bishop. You sure can. But that bishop has got to obey every, not just the word of God. He got to obey the magistrates too. Because God told him to do it. And if the people got to do it and you can't muzzle the ox, you can't then tell the people what to do something. I mean, you can't tell the people to do something and you don't do it. So he got the answer too. I'll leave you with this. 1 John, 5th chapter, and the 19th verse. Just to sum it up, you can, he's talking about this son. And I just want to give you the sum of his conversation. 1 John, 5th chapter, and the 19th and 20th verse.
And we know that we are of God.
This is what I'm so assured of, that I'm of God.
And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness.
I'm not in the world. I never told the church that the world like us now this way. He's in the world and now of it. And everybody that hears him and obey him is of the world. And the scriptures say they're lying in wickedness. Yes.
And we know that the Son of God is come.
We know that God is come.
And hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is true.
We then will know who he is. Why would I know who he is?
And we know that the Son of God has come.
Yes.
And hath given us an understanding.
Yes.
That we may know him that is true.
Yes.
And we are in him that is true.
This is how I know it, because I'm in him. The word is in me.
Even in his son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God.
Wait a minute. Who is this Son of God that's in me?
Jesus Christ.
That's the true God. So I believe he come. I believe God put on a body for me. And because I'm in him, he let me know now I'm in him. Because I'm that Son of God now. And I have the true God right here in me.
And we
he said,
him.
Yes.
And we are in him that is true.
We are in him that is
true.
Even
in his son, Jesus Christ.
We're even in him. We're even in the word.
This is the true God.
This is the
true God, and eternal life.
Little children,
keep yourselves from idols.
Don't believe Kenny. Amen. You know who the true God is. Amen. That true God was the Son that walked in flesh and blood, but died, and on the third day got up. Now he's in flesh and bones. And I am now flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone, because I've taken on the inheritance that Kenny don't know nothing about, but the church, hallelujah to God, have gone beyond such trivialities and gone up to meet God. We don't got a hold of God's hand, and we're not going to let him go. I know who he is. How do I know him? Because his word is in me. He said his word, God put on flesh and blood, came down and dwelled among men. They didn't know who he was, but he made us to know him. And because we know him, we are of the true God. And I'm not going to split him up, because he was a fiery bush one day. But he put that down. He put that bush down. He was in the fiery furnace, but he finished that. He was in flesh and blood. He finished that. He went on back after he made this great sacrifice to say, "Now, come on. You can meet me now. We're going to adjourn the meeting down here. And we're going to recall it in the air, because there are some people that think they're at the meeting that don't have on their garments. They're going to be cast out. But them that believe to the resurrection of their souls has an opportunity to meet God in peace, and to understand that the Holy Ghost have a hold of your minds and your hearts, that you can just let him use you and speak mysteries that were closed for ages. And when you desire to know fully what he's going to do to you, you can ask him, and he'll show you. I believe that while you're praying, he'll come to you, and he'll hold you for a while and just speak and just let you talk to him. Well, somebody sitting next to you might not know what you're talking to them about, but they have the knowledge that I know they're talking to God. And you sit there and say, "Amen, thank you, Lord." Some take their hands and they motion their hands and say, "Come on over here where the power of the Lord is." Some go up and go to that temple of God and begin to commune with God about his law court. Now they can sing a new song, that the Lamb of God, which was that body, came down and took away my sins. I believe that if you're sick, he said, "I got a testimony already in my body that if they say you need to leave your job right now and go get blood, a soul is saved. God has already proven himself that if it leaps out or leaks out, he'll put it back. That's us. We have a duty to believe without even knowing. Just trust him and never doubt him. That whatever weapon has been formed, it won't prosper. Because I believe God. So a soul will say, you need to come up with something else because I'm not doing that. I'm going to trust in God. Say, do you feel faint? I don't feel faint. Do you feel weak? Don't feel weak. Because a mighty hand of God is holding me up. All of us have had trials and tests on the right hand and the left hand, but God has delivered us from them all. Never left us without witnessing that he's true. So come up with something else. Because I'm not going to believe that. Nobody can tell me I'm not in the church. There will be no church if I wasn't standing here. Because he put me in the church first to perfect you. And God knows I've done that. With the knowledge that God can speak from his body. And I've opened you all up, my sons and my daughters. Prophesying. Looking down the telescope of time. Grabbing the halls of wisdom and opening it up, not even realizing they're in the book. Saying, what do you think that thing God left for you in his will? Somebody can say, it's a glorified body. Don't tell me. And then the angels say, that came from God. Now let's show you. And your faith started increasing to understanding all God had. He was a spirit. He prepared himself a body so I could wear it once he finished getting the victory over death for me. He'll have it for me to put on like a glove, and I can have life everlasting. So he made his enemy his footstool, got the victory in death, and say, now come. Put it on. And the angels say, go on over. Try it on. Do you want it now or you want to wait? Say, no, give it to me now. Because if you let me wear it now, it's the quickening thing I can take. If I'm going to lay in the box, I'll hallelujah to God. Hold on to it as my most prized possession. If you let me wear now who you are, I can say I'm going to be like the Lord someday. Because I'm going to drop this flesh and blood and pick up my true identity. I'm a son of God.
Jesus is God. Take me at my word. If you don't believe it, well, you're a fool. You're a fool. The devil knows it. The devil knows it. There are many that testify to who he was. So I want to try my best to help you today, to give you witnesses who came along and believed that he was the Christ. We talked about Peter's testimony this morning. And Matthew 16:16. But I want to start the day with the devil. I want to show you what the devil said to him. There was this body that came out of the womb of Mary. And as it walked around in this evil world, he gained testimony of who he was. And the devil had a chance to see him too. He had to testify that what he was looking at was that Holy One. And mind you, they kept saying he was the Christ. He was the anointed one of God because he was God Almighty himself. They told you he was the Christ, so they would let you know he was spirit. He was even back in the days in the wilderness when they said the rock that followed them, the truth that followed them was Christ. So let me, if I can, help you to see that Jesus is God and you better come to the Lord. You had better obey him and come to the water. I would run because I tell you time is coming to a close. We're going into eternity. And I want to get the devil. I want to get the centurion. There was a man named Nathaniel, as people call him. I got Martha. Who else do I have? God said, let's just give them as much help as we can the day before my hour is up. I want to end with my brother Thomas because I think he just makes it all sound good. Let me start with the devil.
Luke 4:41.
And I want you to think, just you look at this because see, you know this. But I'm trying to help individuals who just can't come to Jesus as God. There are many that would say he's a son. He's no longer. He was. The centurion will help you with that testimony of who he was. But I can testify of him that he is the Christ. I can testify he is the living God. So believe me. And I'm going to try to prove this to you and help you so you will believe how we believe. We'll show you the basis and the foundation of truth for witnesses that are on the mount of faith that we are standing with believers. We are not standing on something that some man brought about called Baptist, Methodist, Catholic, Presbyterian, Christian Science, and any other foolishness. We're standing on the word of God. Now, in Luke, the 4th chapter and the 40th and the 41st verse. And when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And devils came out of many of them. Jesus began to heal them, and the devils came out of many of them. And they start crying out something.
Thou art Christ.
The devil said, thou art the Christ.
The Son of God.
Now hear the devil saying that Jesus is God. Folks, he said he was the Christ. was. Who was Christ? He said he is anointed one of God. You know why he said that? He was in the body. But they weren't talking about the flesh. They were talking about what was in him. That thing that goes all the way back to the beginning. And we know that had to be God. Because that body was nowhere in the day of Moses when they was crossing the sea. But we know that thing that followed them and kept them was the Christ. So the devils cried out of many of these people. So you just didn't have one of them. You had many devils giving testimony to Jesus was the Christ. And you here want to make him somebody else or something else. But even the devils could discern that at the name of Jesus, they had to move. And you all stiff-necked, don't want to get your hair wet, don't want to mess up your acrylic nails, don't want to put on no hat, don't want to wear no long dress, don't want to give up your third or fourth wife or fifth wife, and your first wife still living poor. You won't give her alimony, you won't do nothing, you got children from everybody, they don't know who's who. You see how that's a bunch of foolishness in the world? It's just all messed up, because it's not like God intended it to be. But you don't want to let go of that stuff. You say, well, I'll believe it if you show it to me. And you start quoting scripture and they say, well, I like my jewelry. And they hear the word of God coming. And they didn't mean to say, if you show it to me, I'll believe it. They didn't mean to say that. Because when you start showing it to them, they start telling you what I like. But God doesn't. But here the devils cried out, thou art the Son of God, the Christ. And he rebuking them, suffered them not to speak. Shut up! Hold your peace, you devils. Just come out. But they knew
that he was Christ.
They knew. Had no questions. But look at you. I don't know if I. You really think? And here the devil knew. They had this knowledge. Because they know if anybody can get them to move, God could. Otherwise, they would have free reign. But the devils cried out, thou art the Christ, the Son of God. They knew. And here you are, won't be baptized. The devil's in you. Knowing that Jesus is God and got you blind. See, that's how he deceives. He knows what the truth is, but gets you to do something else. Get you to do just the opposite. But he knows. He said, I'm condemned, so I want to carry as many folks to hell as I can. Say, you don't want to be saved. You don't want to know God. Say, I'm God. Do what I say. Do what I want you to do. Go ahead and take that drink. Go ahead and smoke that stuff and get high so you don't have to think about nothing. Say, when you come down, go up again. Say, you come down again, say, go up again. Say, well, I don't get the same high. Take more. And just get more and more of it until you just fill it. And get behind the wheel of the car now. You can drive. Ain't nothing wrong with you. Drive. See, everybody's driving so slow. You just drive now. Press the gas to the pedal. press the thing all the way to the floor, you all right. That devil is busy talking. You don't see that train coming. You say, well, by the time I get there, it should be gone. And you was a fool. And the word is coming saying, be baptized. And I took a bath. That I was sprinkled when I was a baby. I've been baptized. They sprinkled me and they anointed me with water. I had on my Christian vest. You wait till you meet the Lord. He's not going to do anything about that, but the devil is going to say, you fool. I tricked you. And Bishop Patterson was trying to tell you all the time, you clucker, that you should have been baptized. But I tricked you. That's his job. And I'm bringing the broadcast to say, come on, shake him off. Tell him to flee. Tell him, say, I know you know God. So why don't you stop hindering me? He'll run. He'll run. He'll run. Once he might be able to trick you, but let me tell you another thing about him. He's a coward. He's a coward. As soon as you put the power of God on him, he ain't nothing but a puff of wind. But here he says, for they knew that he was the Christ. Now that's something. That's something. The devil gives this testimony that Jesus was the Christ. Now, I gave you Peter today in Matthew 16 and 16. And Jesus had to tell Peter that flesh and blood did not give that to him. Flesh and blood didn't do that. Heaven gave him that. How do you think the devil got it? How do you think devils knew? Like Sammy said, be careful, you don't know where they came from. But they use bodies. They condemn souls. They're tricksters. They can manifest and act like they are of God. Make you see things so pure. It's not God. But the devils can do that. But if you would look at him square in the face and look at the words, you say, that's the devil. Out of the pit of hell, that's what you said. Got kids believe he got a tail and a pitchfork. No. Just go home and look at your mama. Look at your dad and say, now, why don't y'all believe what that man say I heard on the radio? Say, y'all are just devils. Y'all don't want to do right. Say, have we been baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ? Tell the child the truth. No. Say, we got baptized in titles. Tell the child the truth. You're telling a lie about Santa Claus. You tell that child that lie about that fat man coming down a chimney. You don't even have one. You don't even have a brick for a fireplace. But you tell these children these lies, and you tell the child the truth about have you received the Holy Ghost? Tell that child, no. And the child needs to tell you what the man said. The Bible says, receive the Holy Ghost, speak it in tongues. Why haven't we done that? Now come up with something like you came up with how Santa Claus got here. Come up with something how you came to the 25th day of December. Lies. But the truth of the matter is you have not obeyed God. But the devil has tricked you. So what you have to do is tell a lie to cover one lie. When the truth try to come, you make up another lie to cover that lie. And you have a bed of lies. And we are coming to break up your folly ground. To make you see now it's all going to come down sooner or later. So you might as well tear it down now and be saved. So let's go now to Peter. in the 16th chapter of Matthew, and the 16th verse is fine.
And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of
Peter,
the
Lord." Peter answered him. Peter answered him and said, "Thou art the Christ, Peter, by the Holy Ghost," said who he was. "Said you're the Son of the living God." Because he was looking at the flesh then, but he said, "You're the Christ." And the Lord had to say, "Simon Bar-Jonah, flesh and blood didn't give you that." So when you hear us preach about the baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, you know the flesh didn't give us that. Because the Baptist church said, "No, let's buck that. Let's just go down in titles until we get weary. Let's not baptize in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, anything will do." And Jesus saying, "Baptize in my name, in my name, in my name, in my name." You get ready to crash in that train, you're going to say, "Jesus." Amen. The pilot comes on the airline microphone and says, "Sorry." That's all he got to say. And you're going to say, "Ooh, Jesus." You can be Buddha, Buddhist, or whatever you want to believe. You're going to hear a whole bunch of Jesus. And the man might just be saying, "Sorry, I didn't get enough information before I took off. All you know is I'm going down." But you see how people are hypocrites? When they get in danger, they want Jesus. Why you call his name then when he said, "Put his name in your baptism"? You say, "No, I'd rather have Father, Son, and Holy Ghost." Now that's about the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. And the devil knows who he is and got you blind and acting like a nut. Now, who has the centurion? I want to hear what he had to say when Christ was on the cross.
Mark 15:39.
And he gave us this great testimony. That he looked up at him and he saw all the things that happened when he was put on the cross, that he had to cry out and testify of God Almighty. In Mark 15 chapter and the 39th verse.
"And when the centurion which stood over against him saw that he was so cried out and gave up the ghost, he said, 'Truly, this man was the Son of God.'"
Now understand what he said. "Truly,
truly,
this man was
the Son of God.
Flesh." But he said he was the Son of God.
Amen.
Was. Not is,
was.
You know why he had to put "was" in there? Because the scripture said he had gave up the ghost.
Amen.
You see that?
Amen.
He said, "Cried out, gave up the ghost."
He said.
And the next thing he looked at, he said, "Now truly, this man."
Amen. Amen.
The Holy Ghost was given up. But he had to testify that came from God. Now he was going to the ground. Look for that body now. See if you'll find it. The only body you will find now is the church. That's what he raised up.